Good evening. Thank you for coming. Especially when there's snow outside, I'm very appreciative that people come. I always, like, as I walk down the hill, sometimes I think about, oh my gosh, like, am I going to give a share and no one's going to be here? Then they come and there's actually people. So that's a very good thing. I think about this because I remember as a boy, I grew up in Far Rockaway, Lawrence, and Reb Nissen Alpert, Zecharon Lefracha, was like, he was the Rosh Kolal in YU, the Rosh Kolal Hora, and he was the Rav of a shul in my neighborhood of the Aguda. So I remember when at Rabbi Alpert's Levaya, that they told the story that one time during the winter, he went to the shul to say a shir, and there was no one there. So, you know, he sat there, he learned by himself. Finally, someone walks in, so he says, oh, you're here for the shir, let's continue what we're up to. And then, so they said the story of the Levaya. So I don't know why I just thought of that story now, but that's what I was thinking about. Okay, what I want to discuss with you tonight is the question of whether a person can convert to Judaism if the person will still speak Lashon Hara. Now, obviously, we're not talking about only Lashon Hara. We're talking about Averos in general. Am I allowed to convert to Judaism if I will continue to do Averos? The basic question boils down to the fact that there are three components of Geiros, the way it's done today. There is the Kabbalas on Mitzvos, accepting Mitzvos. Then there is Mila and Tevila, for a male at least. You circumcise and you immerse in the mikvah for both males and females as Tevila. So the question is the Kabbalas on Mitzvos valid if I say, or if I think, and that might be two different issues, that listen, come on, Judaism, it's nice, I'm going to accept Judaism, but I'm not going to go all the way. There's no chance I'm going to not speak Lashon Hara. Now, this is particularly relevant in our world, and let me explain why. Today, we have many more Geirim than they used to have. Now, today I mean the last like 50, 60, 70 years. Why are there more Geirim in America, and why are there more Geirim than there used to be? So the answer is one thing very simple. And we, what? Intermarriage. No? What?
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Because a state-sponsored religion, you can choose your own religion.
Yeah, I guess that's a second teretz. But the Iker teretz is because of intermarriage.
Something missing
in their life. People feel there's something missing in their life, but my guess was that if it's, now again, it might be because of an American idea about religion supposed to be meaningful. You have to put something out on the table that in most of the world, in most of human history, religion was not supposed to be meaningful. Religion was something that I do. Why do I do it? I do it because I do it. Right? This idea of trying to find meaningfulness in our religion is a very Western American idea. Right? It's part of our individualistic attitude in America that life is all about me. Right, the whole religion of Sheilaism, right? It's all about the way I want to do it. But the fact is that maybe what Lottie is suggesting, that's because of people looking for meaningfulness, that also is a contributing factor in why there are more converts. But very often we know people come to convert because they are involved in a relationship. And you know what? His parents don't want him to marry a non-Jewess. So therefore, they come to the rabbi and they say, Rabbi, you gotta help me. No? So, okay, we can sprinkle some magic water, make them Jewish or not. That's really the question.
Sure.
Now, the issue that comes up in many of these cases is a halachic one as well. A halachic issue on two fronts. First of all, there is always a question as to the sincerity of a convert. If, like last week, we spoke about the beauty of being a convert to Judaism, which is that unlike Klal Yisrael, that we were forced to accept the Torah, Kaf Alein HaKagigas, Hashem puts the mountain on top of us, right, and we're going to be squashed to death by this mountain if we don't accept Judaism, but the converts actually converted to Judaism based on their own ratzel, their own desires, so there's something very beautiful about that. That's true. But if I have someone who's converting to Judaism, not because of sincerity,
but because of, I would say, convenience. It's not conviction, it's convenience. It's just that they want to get married. So we have to question their sincerity, and maybe the Kabbalah Sometzis is not real. Moreover, there is a halachic issue that gets involved, which will bring us back to the question we began with. Let's learn the Mishnah in Givamis, top source. Hanitan al shivcha v'nishtachara, al ovedes kechovim v'nisgaira, harizah lo yichnos. Hanitan means a person who has had a relationship with a non-Jewish woman. And then she converts. Zok the Mishnah, you're not allowed to marry her. Ouch. Yowza. Right? So that's a halacha in the Mishnah, that I can't marry her. So now this is going to raise a question. One second. So they had a relationship beforehand, and now she wants to convert in order to marry him. Doesn't that mean that she's converting in order to do an Aveira? Because she's being not allowed to marry him after she converts also. Right? And what we mentioned is that Kabbalah Zomitzos has to be perfectly sincere and a complete acceptance of mitzvos, and if you are not accepting all the mitzvos, that's nothing. Now, the first issue that comes up in this Gemara is conversion out of fear. The Gemara says, "Hagiyares miyahavya," right? Meaning, if I convert because I'm in a relationship, zok the Gemara, it's a good geirus. Rami Nahi, I ask you a question. Echadish in the sky Lushem Isha. Vechadish in the sky Lushem Ish. Vechem Isha in the sky Lushem Shulcham Alachem Lushem Avdei Shlomo. Einam Gerim. Div Reb Nechemiah. Reb Nechemiah says if I convert for other reasons, any reason other than the fact that I want to accept Hashem's Torah and mitzvos, for example, I convert because a woman wants a guy. Guy converts, he wants a girl. Right? Or you convert Lushem Shulchan Malachim. I convert because, you know what, Judaism is an entrance, isn't a way to enter the high society. Who would have thunk that one, right? Or you convert L'shem Avdei Shlomo, because Shlomo HaMelech is so amazing and to be one of his servants is such a great thing. Zok Reb Nechemiah, that's not good conversion. Shai Reb Nechemiah Omer, Echa Geri Arayos, Echa Geri Chalomos, Echa Geri Mordechai Ve'Esther, Einon Gerin, Zok Reb Nechemiah, the conversions in Purim, Megillas Esther, V'rabim e'ameh ha'aretz misyahadim. Right? They say that the Syrians clap at that pasuk. But right, that many, and that was a bad joke, but many, right? The pasuk in Esther says that many people converted to Yiddishkeit. Zok Reb Nechemiah, that wasn't sincere conversion. That's not real conversion. Why are they converting? Because kinafal pachad Mordechai aleihem, kinafal pachad hayehudim aleihem, because they're scared of the Jews. Yet, in order to convert, according to Reb Nechemiah, it has to be actually skyru bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh? So kedaitech aleima ki bizman hazeh. It means at a time like now, when Judaism does not have the upper hand. So zok the Gemara, even though Reb Nechemiah says that it's not valid conversion, the halacha follows the other opinion. The opinion that what? That if you convert to get married, it is a valid conversion. So then you should even convert. So he's saying, no, Mishum de Rabasi, Dem Rabasi, Hosea Mimcha Ikshos Pe, Verlazos Rosayim. Meaning to say that we want to remove all slander. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is like this. We paskin that if you convert to get married, the conversion is valid. But don't convert to get married. Now, why not? Because
you're not sincere.
Because?
You're not sincere.
You're not sincere. We don't know that you're sincere. Right, that's what the Gemara seems to say. And the Rambam, by the way, paskins, in Perek Yud Gimel of Yisrei Bi Halacha Aleph, he says that to become Jewish you need Mila Tefillah on the Karbin. When you want to become Jewish, you need Ol Torah Mila Tefillah on the Karbin. And then the Rambam says, well, let's say someone converted because of Halacha Yud Zayin. He converted for a different reason. He converted to get married. or something like that, still the conversion is binding, but we wait. We wait to see that you are sincere. In other words, Zok the Rambam, we're really supposed to check you out if you want to convert for a different reason. He writes, Ger shalom bat guacharov, o shalom hodiyu ha-mitzvus, va-onshan, umo v'tavo v'fnei gimel hedyotos, harei zeger. If you convert in front of hedyotos, a bezdin will not convert you without telling you about the mitzvahs. But if someone converted you, it's still valid. Afilu noda shebishvil davar hu misgayir, even if we know that you're converting for an ulterior motive. Ho elu mal v'taval, once you went through the process, yotze mechla ha'akom, you're not goyish anymore. V'choshishin lo ad sheyisba'er tzidkaso. And we have, it's a provisional conversion. Now, what does that mean? What that probably means is that in order to convert to Judaism, you have to be sincere. If someone is converting from an ulterior motive, I don't know that they're sincere. So what I do is I convert you, or I'm not supposed to, the rabbis shouldn't do it, but if Hedyotos converted them, we don't know is the conversion sincere or not. So we say, Choshishin lo. We question it, we wait, we're not sure. Actually, as far as it goes, so until we find out how righteous you really are.
How long is that?
What? How? Unclear. This is a great mystery, but the Rambam says that we have what we would call almost provisional Jewishness.
And a child is born in Jerusalem to the woman?
We presume that they are Jewish, but if we find out that they really were not sincere, so then, retroactively, they were never Jewish. L'cha'ora. That's the simple pshat in the Rambam. Maybe next week we could give a full shiur about the Rambam to try to analyze his position. Right now I'm just using the Rambam to develop this idea that you need Kabbalah on mitzvos. And if I'm converting to get married, there's a question as to my Kabbalah on mitzvos. Therefore, you shouldn't convert them. If you did, their conversion is like hanging in abeyance until Achi Yisparitz et Kassel. That's what the Rambam says. Now, yeah?
Would that mean that a male convert would not be able to daven for the Amid and do
so video? Apparently, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. We assume that you're Jewish. But if we find out that you're not Jewish, you're not Jewish. Right? It's not like... It's really not clear. It's really not clear. Now...
Could this Rambam be read as saying that B'diyevit, if they were a guy or you, and you weren't a couple of its own as those, then you're still here?
The Rambam sounds like, even without Kabbalah's own mitzvos, you're a ger, but... It's only, the simple reading of the Rambam is that I'm only a real ger if eventually it's nisparet tzidkasel. Choshishin lo, actually nisparet tzidkasel. I don't want to give the full shiur on the Rambam this week because it would take too long. It might have been a mistake even to open this can of worms, but that's the Rambam. Now, Frau, Gemara in Shabbos, a certain ger comes in front of Hillel and says, Hillel, convert me. Convert me. On the condition that I'm only going to study Torah Shebikta, not Torah Shebalpeh. So Shammai takes a building, knocks him out. Right? Shammai's the tough guy, no? Shammai says, right, probably in Yiddish, Geya vek von mein Stub, who are you? Get lost. I don't need you. Hillel says, welcome. House of Love and Prayer, San Francisco. Come on in. Right? That's what Hillel's saying. No? I think that's the way we understand it. Now, Tosfos is bothered by this kasha. Tosfos in Yevamos. Look at the last two lines of this Tosfos. All right, let me... Actually, before we read the Tosfos, let's make the question even more serious. Look in the Gemara Becholos. I apologize for being a little bit disjointed. I'm just trying to get my thoughts in order. But Gemara Becholos, on the second side of the page. Tani Rabbanan. Habon kabel divrei chaveirus, chut midavar ache, echad ein mekabel noso. Someone wants to become a chaver. A chaver means someone who abides to higher standards, like they say in the Hebrew National ads, that you only eat chulin with tahara. So if a person says, I'm going to be a chaver, but one thing I'm not going to do, we don't accept you. Next line, key line for us. Ove kochavin shabal kabel divrei Torah. Chutz midavar echad ein mekabel noso. You have a guy who says, I want to accept Torah, besides one little thing. There's one thing I don't like. Actually, yeah. So, in Mekamoso, you don't accept him. You don't accept him. I once had somebody who came to me who wanted to convert, and she was saying that she's fine with Orthodox Judaism, everything is wonderful, but being behind a mechitza really bothers her, and she can't do it. Can we convert someone to Judaism with who will only daven in mixed minyanim? What do you think?
No.
You think that's fine. Why?
It's not a mitzvah. It's a custom that we have. I mean,
it's not a mitzvah.
You don't even need a mechitza.
So again, many assume that mechitza is a d'oraisa based on what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the whole mechitza question. But, what?
Okay, go on.
Many assume that. But even if it's a custom, let's read the next line in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilo dikduk echad midivrei sofrim. If a person says, convert me to Judaism, and I'm going to do everything besides one teeny, 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 teeny little thing, dikduk echad midivrei sofrim, so, zok the Gemara, we don't convert him. Rashi, what is dikduk echad midivrei sofrim? Chumra dirabonan. Wow. Oh my gosh. Right? In other words, I'm going to do 613 mitzvahs. I'm going to do everything. I'm even going to get my soup checked for Shabbos. But, right, one little thing I'm not going to do, we can't convert you.
What does Chumrat Rabbanan mean?
You tell me.
What would be an example of a Chumrat Rabbanan?
I would assume means something that the rabbis enacted as an additional stringency on the Doraisa. In other words, it doesn't mean the way Chumrah means in our colloquial sense.
You mean like, don't ride a horse on Shabbos?
Right, not riding a horse on Shabbos, something like that. A gezeirah d'rabbanan, a rabbinic enactment that is above and beyond the biblical law. That's a Chumrah d'rabbanan. I don't think it means, like, we colloquially think about Chumrah as something that's, what's it called, supererogative. Something that is totally unnecessary, but it's an additional stringency. I don't think Rashi means it that way, if that's what you're asking.
What if it's an issue like
right. So now let's say something is just purely a minhag. Do we convert you or not? So I don't know if any of you have the sheets from last week. Last week we spoke about the Kuzari. There's one line in the Kuzari's discussion of Geiris. The Kuzari says, if a person says, I'm not going to do a minhag of the Jews, we don't convert them. Now, what does the Kuzari mean with that? These are all the questions that we're fleshing out tonight. Okay, so I'm not answering your question yet, but as we learn together, we'll try to get some grounding. So again, conversion for ulterior motives, don't do it l'chatchila, b'diyevet, it works. Right, initially, we don't convert someone who is involved in a relationship. This is one of the things, by the way, in this whole Geiris controversy, people said, it's all those rabbis, they told me I couldn't date. Of course they told you they couldn't date, right? Because if you're going to be dating, we have reason to question your sincerity, no? If you're involved in a relationship already, so generally speaking, we delay the conversion more, right? We want to make sure that you're sincere. If you're not involved in a relationship, we say don't get involved, right? One of the requirements that the Beis Din has usually is that you're not dating when you're in the process of converting. Fine, so that's one issue. So that will be okay, but let's say someone wants to accept all of Judaism besides one itsy bitsy teeny tiny little thing. So we say, sorry, we don't take you. We don't take you, yeah.
Critics of conversion complain that this is a double standard because if a Jew from birth would neglect one or more, or many more.
Absolutely. So
you're actually raising the bar higher.
So that's a big problem on a certain level, but ultimately, let's be honest. It bothers us that the Jews from birth are not keeping Torah to the full extent that they should. We cannot accept you into the team unless you agree by all the rules. Once you're on the team, sometimes people cut corners. That's unfortunate, right? We don't question your Jewishness if you ride a horse on Shabbos, but a convert who says, I'm going to ride a horse on Shabbos, will say, I'm sorry, but, you know, find yourself your own religion. Yeah, so we spoke about that, right? In other words, I can't be that's a question in terms of, like, leadership roles. I can't be president of the United States if I was born in a different country, no?
Yeah, but I'm saying, in order to become a citizen, in Canada and the United States,
you have to pass a test.
Right?
But the average American doesn't know.
May not. Doesn't have to.
The average American doesn't know.
That's correct. Okay, now. Just to continue for a brief moment about this Chumra Echamei Devei Sofrim, Rashi says this means Derabonans. Rambam does not quote this in the context of ordinary conversion. The Rambam quotes this in the context of a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a guy who accepts on himself or herself the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And Zok the Rambam, Imikam Ger Toshav Abizman Shayovo Noheg, this is Rambam Visuri B'ir Yudal Ches. We don't accept Ger Toshav. We only accept Ger Toshav when Yovel applies. Aval bizman hazeh, afil kibel olav, kol ha-toyra kulu, chutz midikduk, echad ein mekabon also. Zok the Rambam, bizman hazeh, if a person accepts all of Torah, with the exception of one thing, we don't accept you. You're not a Ger Toshav. Now, fascinating Rambam, the Rambam is paraphrasing our Gemara in Bechuros, but the Rambam is missing two words. The Rambam doesn't say dikduk echad midivrei seifrim. So many contend that the Rambam holds that only if you mess up, only if you refuse to accept a din d'oraisa, do we not accept you to Judaism. But if you refuse to accept a din d'rabbanon, so min ha-tayra, I'm Jewish, because I tell the Beis Din I mean it. Ani ma'amin b'emunah shleimah 613 mitzvahs. I don't believe in bishalakum. I don't believe that you're allowed to cook non-Jews. Huh?
Chicken parmesan.
I like chicken parmesan. I like my dinim drabonon. So I like my yisurim drabonon. So the Rambam might contend that that makes you a full-fledged Jew. That's the way the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, understands the Rambam. Right? He quotes, Demad Isa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Afir Dikta Chamidere, Sofen Hamish Adiktiku Bebeyar HaTorah. Okay, and Isa Sanhedrin, Chamish Adol Tafos, Vechem Asher Barambam, etc. In other words, he's understanding, the Chafetz Chaim is understanding, that according to the Rambam, Dikduk Echa Midivrei Sofrim means what the rabbis understood as Pshat in Chumash. I have to accept the official understanding of Chumash as set out by the rabbis, but I do not have to accept the rabbinic enactments.
Which is consistent with the way the Rambam uses the term Divrei Sofrim, right?
Generally speaking, yes, although the Rambam is not as ikvi as we would like, but in his use of the Rishon. This is something that Rabbi Rosenzweig likes to speak about. Not for now. Fine. Now, okay. Be it as it may, there's a machlokes Rashi in Rambam if someone refuses to accept the din d'rabbanon, whether we allow them to become Jewish. Let's turn to the Tosfos here in Shabbos. Zok Tosfos in Shabbos, the end of this Tosfos. Tosin Yavamis, excuse me, may ask a question from Shabbos. The last two lines of Tosis. Remember, the Gemara in Bechoro says, in order to become accepted to Judaism, you have to accept all of Taryag Mitzvos, and if you have anything left out, even Dikduk Echa Medivrei Sofrim, you're not Jewish. Right? Vrek Tosfis, Vahahi de Perik Beis de Shabbos, Hahu de Osel Kame de Hillel, Va'ama Gaireni Almanas Lasos Kohen Gadol. But a guy comes and he says, Hillel, convert me to become a Kohen Gadol. Or the next line in the guy comes to Hillel and says, convert me, and I'm going to keep Torah Shabbat Chsav, not Torah Shabbat Peh. So Shammai takes this potential ger and whops him and kicks him out, and you're out of here. No? But Hillel says, welcome, we love you, you're amazing. Right? Hillel converts him to Judaism. How could you do it, Frektosis? Doesn't that go against the two Gemaras that we had. One Gemara, that I should not convert to Judaism for an ulterior motive. I shouldn't convert in order to get married. This guy is converting to become a Kohen Gadol. The next Gemara, the Gemara Bechoris, don't convert to Judaism if you're saying I'm going to accept everything, not the Rabbanans, or not Diktu Kechami Difrei Sofim as the Rambam understood it. Right? But this guy, in the next Gemara there in Shabbos, is saying, convert me to Judaism, and I'm going to keep Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebal Peh. So what's going on? So Zot Tais is a tremendous Yisod. Batua Hoya Hillel, Disofo Lassos L'Shem Shamayim. Hillel was convinced that they would end up doing it L'Shem Shamayim. This gives Beis Din a lot of leeway. Let's explain. Right? Or potentially gives Beis Din a lot of leeway. Basically what we're saying is you should not convert someone who's involved in a relationship because maybe they're insincere. But if it's batuach, if you're certain that they are doing it l'shem shamayim, so then of course you convert them. Right? I've been in cases of people who were involved in a relationship and the Beis Din turns to them at some point and says, you know what, would you break up with your boyfriend if we would tell you that you have to? And the convert will say often, you know what, I really love Judaism. It would bother me a lot. I like him also. But presumably I could find another guy. You know, Mount Sinai is full of them. Right? So I want to convert. Oh, if it's batuach, then it's l'shem shamayim. If you're sure that's l'shem shamayim, we convert you. And presumably, in the case also, if someone says, convert me to Judaism, I'm not going to accept the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Right? So then, if we know for sure that eventually you will accept it. If it's batuach, if it's the Beis Din is convinced that the guy's posturing now, but with time, the convert will come to accept all the mitzvahs, that's okay. And that's what Rashi writes there in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph. Rashi says that Hillel says, I'm holding this convert's hand through the process, and therefore I know he'll accept everything eventually. So therefore the conversion is good. So now, this of course leads to a number of questions. We don't convert people. Let me give the most extreme case I'm aware of. Let's turn to this tshuva of the Melamed L'Hoel. The Melamed L'Hoel's tshuva, I should tell you, is not except L'Halach. It's the last source on this sheet. The Melamed L'Hoel is Reb David Tzvi Hafman. No? He was the rector of Hildesheimer Seminary. Reb David Tzvi Hafman. Right? Was the rector of Hildesheimer Seminary until the war, pretty much. Reb David Tzvi Hafman was a Bible scholar. He was a massive Talmud Chacham. His son-in-law, actually, was Alexander Marx of the Jewish Theological Seminary. That's Reb David. So Reb David Tzvi Hafman in the Tshuva Melamed L'Hoel, he writes as follows. Kohen Nosa Nochris. What's that word? Sipilha? Can you help me with that word? That's the name of a place, or it's some court, I thought, I'm not sure. V'yolda mimenu ben, v'nimo umes haben. Okay, so this is the case. A Kayan marries a Goyish girl, they have a baby, they circumcise the baby, then the baby dies. V'ata hanochris liba nokva she'inena ba'oso das kibna. And because the baby died, the Goyish woman feels bad, that she says, how could it be that I don't have the same religion as my son? Now, we know the truth, that the son's a Goy and she's a Goya. Right? So they have the same religion. But she feels bad. Now she wants to convert to marry the Kohen. By the way, is a Giyoris allowed to marry a Kohen?
No.
No. Right? So we're getting the sense of some problem. In the case was that we're worried that if the Beis Din does not agree to convert this Goyish woman, she'll get sick and she'll go nuts. She'll go Meshuggah. Eich Yasu.
What do you do? Good question. Teshuvah. So first Reb David Tzvi Hoffman has a question. What's worse? Is it worse for a Jew to be married to a Goya? Or is it worse for a Kohen to be married to a Giyoris? Which Isser is worse?
Both Lavin.
What?
They're both
Lavin. They're both Lavin. So he writes, Nirali Pashut, the Yoser Yish Isser ben Nochers, the Ainli Laharek was a Choda, the Yish Hefse, the Chozar on Nochers, and the old Kibar Hela, Maram Shik, but Chuvosav, whatever the Yish Ben Yisrael Nochers, Isser Doi Raisa, Mashenk and Kohen Shanasa Giyores, Shein Olochala Yoser La Isser Lav. Right? In other words, there's a Chi of Kares if you marry a Goya, but there's only an Isser Lav if a Kohen marries a Giyores, so it's worse to be intermarried. The Im Kane. An Isser Lav means just a negative prohibition. I'm not allowed to do it. If I do it, I get Malkus. But I don't get Kares. My soul will not be permanently cut off.
Excised. Where's the Isser
Kares? So the Maram Shik basically proves, he says like the Psukim sound like there's an Isser Kares. Okay, he says, it's a Dover Pasha. This is the way the Malam Lahoa begins the Tshuva. V'imkein k'dei l'hatzos ha'yisrael mi'isr chomer b'vadei tov she'yigayru ha'isha nachris. In order to save this guy from the worst aveira, we should convert her. Omnam yesh l'fakbeik, because we don't say chatei b'shur she'yizke chavercha, and the person who says, I'm converting, I'm not going to accept one thing, you don't accept him. And this nachris, Gam kishetis gayer, she'd have to divorce her husband because her husband's a kohen. V'imkein ein erotzim kab iser giyaris lekahuna. Obviously, she doesn't want to accept the prohibition of a giyaris marrying a kohen. So how do you accept her as a Jew? V'yesh lomer, the be'emes im omeris befevish she'ein erotzim lekabel mitzuzu aser lekabel. Right? If a person has come to convert and says, I refuse to accept this mitzvah, then we can't accept you. She's not saying I won't accept that mitzvah. Wow. He says the prohibition to accept a ger who will not accept a mitzvah is only what? Is only if the ger says I refuse to accept the mitzvah. But if we know the ger won't accept the mitzvah, but the ger is not articulating it, so we're allowed to accept that as a ger. Gam yesh lomar. Then he has even a bigger chiddush. You can read it yourself, etc. Now I should say that no one lahalach accepts this maran, this malam and lahoel. But his basic idea is that actually, you know what? Let's read this. Because that's the point I want to get to. Gam yesh lomar, the dafka mekabon hagir mishon takon didei, tzichin lomar lo, o tekabal kol ha-tayra kula, o tesharan nochri, kamo she yisa dato. Avo im ono megayin olsa mishon takanta di Yisrael, mutu she tesgayir v'lo yufsa zera Yisrael. Zokri David Tzvi Hoffman, an amazing thing. Why are we converting this woman? We're not converting her for her. We're converting her for him. Remember, he argued that this Kohen is in violation of a worse Aveira if he is married to a Goya than he would be if he's married to a Gioris. So therefore, I'm not converting her for her, I'm converting her for him. And therefore, right, what? Therefore, Bezin has leeway to decide to accept the person, even though the person is not accepting the mitzvah at all. Hello. Many Achronim, by the way, say some, or some Achronim, I shouldn't say many. These are the big issues in Geiris. Accepting a person who we know will not accept mitzvahs. Reb David Tzvi Hoffman is the most extreme position. He says, first of all, maybe that halacha only applies if you articulate, say, I refuse to accept the mitzvah. But if we know, that's not enough. And if you can tell me if we know it is enough, maybe in the case that we're converting you for other reasons, right? So even if you say an accent mitzvah, that's good enough. Some Achronim say, in the case that, let's say, the couple's already married. Right? The Jew and the non-Jew have been living together already. Right? They're civilly, they're married. So in that case, is she converting because she wants him? No, she has him already. Why is she converting? She's converting because she wants Judaism. Now that's already difficult, because one could argue that maybe she's converting because she wants him legally rather than illegally.
Does this also go the other way? The man
Yeah, of course. Right? Yeah, yeah. The more common case, unfortunately, is a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman. That's the way it works. Now, if a Jewish man marries a non-Jewish woman, the children will be non-Jewish. Now, No, we pass in that mamzerim. There is an opinion in the Gemara Daf Ayin Hay in Kedushin that they will be mamzerim. I'm testing Yevamos. They did it recently Daf Yomi. That will be mamzerim. We don't follow that opinion. Right? We follow the child is not a mamzer. Now, the Achronim go to town in terms of how we understand this issue. I'm not supposed to accept a ger who will not accept all of Torah. Does that mean that if a ger will not accept all of Torah, so the person is not Jewish? Or does that mean that we shouldn't accept you, but you still will be Jewish? Meaning, are these two conversations that we had parallel? Conversation one, if I convert for ulterior motives, is that the same as converting not to accept all of Torah? Do we assume that the conversion is valid, but we shouldn't accept you? Or do I say, no, the conversion is not valid at all? So this is a suffix in Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalkus' Tshuvas. It's a suffix in the Achi Ezer. He quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalkus. Everyone discusses this. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, actually, in Tshuvas and Chelek Gimel of Igris Moshe, and Simon Kufvav, and followed by Simon Kufches, Rabbi Moshe seems to contradict himself about this point. Whether we assume that Bidi Eved, the Gerus, will be good when you convert for... when you convert and you say, I am not accepting all of Torah, I'm only accepting some of it. The first case in the Igros, yeah?
Maybe you'll get to this, but how could you understand the Hillel cases and the Tosfos Hillel cases?
So the Hillel case, that we're certain that you will accept everything, so that's much easier if you assume that Bidiyeva, the Geras, will be chal.
Right.
That's a point that Reb Yitzchak Shmalkus makes in that Tshuva and Chelot Beisim in Kuf. But then he rejects it. He says, no. Look at the Maharsha there in the Gemara. The Maharsha there in that Gemara says that when Hillel accepted him to be a ger, that doesn't mean Hillel said you're Jewish yet. It meant that Hillel accepted him into the Geras training program. And later on, after he decided to accept all of Torah, then Hillel fully accepted him. Right? That's what Maharsha writes there in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph. Now, actually, all of this literature that I'm quoting now, you can see in the Tshuva of the Achi Ezer, in the Chaim Ezer's Tshuva, letter He, at the bottom of page 3. Very easy case in the Sefer Beis Yitzchak. Here. Gam mistapik sham, the second line. Second line in the letter He. Gam istapik sham there, he also has a question. Beguf hadin de imikabin, bechutz mi dover echar, afilo diktok echar mi dover sofrim, zelo nisbar mefurish, I gam bidi eved will have a ger. It's not clear in the Gemara whether bidi eved, if you did it, the geris would be valid. And from Shabbos Laman Aleph, from the episode of Hillel, ktsas raya de mahani. Right, David? That's what you were saying. Episode of Hillel, there's a little bit of a raya. Da filo mashin pirish rashi, shesomach al chachmaso, kimidiv the eved will have a ger, ech kiblu. But you can reject that raya, and that's what we just spoke about. And then he tries to prove it from Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Dala, which is the Gemara we just did in the Gemara Shir last week, etc. Effectively, the conclusion of Reb Chaim Ezer is that the last paragraph, Misvara Nira Dekem the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs Ma'ake Bevade Be'inan Shikaba Olav Kol HaMitzvahs. Says Reb Chaim Ezer, since Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an integral part of Geirus, so you have to accept all mitzvahs. If I don't accept everything, I'm not accepting anything. I'm making my own religion, no? It's everything, or else it's nothing. So says Reb Chaim Ezer, Misvara, logically he thinks that you have to accept everything. And if you don't accept everything, the Geirus will not be valid. But what does it mean not to accept everything? So in the previous paragraph of the Achi Ezer, in letter Daled, Reb Chaim Ezer says, Levadzer, the underlined parts, Nireh, The din said the nachri shabala hiskayar la kabal of kol mitzvah chuk mitzvah echa mitzvah sov and emikam also haynu b'masne shalom la kabal. Says Rav Chaim Oizer, that's only if I make a condition that I'm not accepting particular mitzvahs. But if we know that you won't accept a mitzvah, that will not invalidate it. However, in the next paragraph, the underlined part, Hecha shebara hadara shebevada yava akacha iser Torah of chelos shabbos achilos treifis va'anon yom bebir kavanos she'ena miskayi rak lefnim v'libo ba'imo, that's an umdan ha'demucha shemash omer shemekabal of ha'mitzvahs lav klum in kein zel chisam bekabos ha'mitzvahs tema'akev. So Reb Chaim Oizer is saying both approaches. Meaning, we have a question. What does it mean not to accept one thing? Does it mean that we know for sure you won't accept it? Does it mean that I say explicitly I won't accept it? So Reb Chaim Oizer, if you say explicitly you're not going to accept it, of course you're not Jewish. But let's say I know for sure that you won't accept it, but you don't say so. The same case in the Malam and Lahoel. So Reb Chaim Oizer interestingly says, you know what? He thinks it's only the really big mitzvahs that if we would know for sure you don't accept, we can't take you. If we know for sure you're not going to keep Shabbos, we know for sure you're going to eat treif, so then we can't accept you. But littler mitzvahs. Now, how do I draw the line? Very hard. Very difficult, no? Reb Chaim Oizer says, big. Now, by the way, this is the contemporary issue in Israel, no? I have a whole bunch of Russians, a lot of them. Are they Jewish? Many of them are not Jewish, right? Can I convert them? Are they going to really keep Torah and mitzvahs? Don't we have an umdana demuchach? Don't we have a really good assessment of the situation that they are going to be not keeping Shabbos and not keeping kosher? Reb Chaim Oizer would say you can't accept them for Shabbos and kosher. But if it's not Shabbos and kosher, if it's other things of Chaim Oizer might be okay.
Doesn't Rabbi Anzalman say that they're Zeri
Yehuda? Yeah, so that's something that we'll have to talk about a different time. That's his own innovative idea. I don't think Poskim accept it. I mean, certainly not. Poskim certainly did not accept it. But that, again, it will come up again in that new election. David and then, yeah, Ezra.
Does anybody make a distinction between not accepting a mitzvah in a theoretical sense and practically violating it? Like, for example, I accept the Isser of Lashon Hara. I speak Lashon Hara.
So that's our topic tonight. So we want to analyze this. If I accept that, I know everyone I convert, I know will speak Lashon Hara. Ani ma'amin b'emunah shleima. Why? Well, the Gemara says that there's certain averos that ein adam nitzal mehem b'chol yom, one of them is avak lashon hara. No, we all speak lashon hara, right? Got it. And now let me tell you a good one, right? So the fact is, how do we deal with this? How do we deal with this? This is a real problem. Now, I should point out, by the way, before we get to the lashon hara issue, Reb Chaim Oizer's distinction between big ones and little ones is. Reb Chaim Oizer fundamentally holds that an umdana, just knowing that the person will violate, does not invalidate the geiros. It only invalidates the geiros if it's a big one. Right? The Devar Avram, the Kovner Rav. Rav Soloveitchik, the Kovner Rav wanted Rav Soloveitchik to marry his daughter, no? The Rav like spent some time in his house and he decided that he didn't want to marry her for some reason. There's like lots of stories as to why. It's a different share to give. But it's a good story. We know the Kovner Rav actually was killed the same day as Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, right? In the ghetto, by the Ninth Fort. The Nazis, Yimach Shemam, lined them all up and mowed them all down. I think it was on the December 7th, actually, was when they were all killed. We know the date. I think it was December 7th, 1942. I think. Now, the Devar Avram basically argues that if we know for sure you're not going to accept the mitzvah, the geiros is nothing. Geiros is nothing. According to the Devar Avram, our question about Lashon Hara is much more serious, no? According to Reb Chaim Oizer, we have the way out. We could say, okay, it's a little one. Now, why is it little? I don't know, but I think it means the way people define Yiddishkeit. You ask people, what does it mean to be an Orthodox Jew? Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras HaMishpacha. And those are the three things that Reb Chaim Ozer mentions. He mentions in Siman Chav Ches, Taras HaMishpachos. So here he only mentions Shabbos and Kashrus. The Dvar of Rum holds that if we know for sure you won't be mekabel any mitzvah, so then the gate, that's like Chutz Midikto Chacham Midivrei Sofrim. The Geiris is no good. So, what do we do with this? So, the answer, I think, is found in these tshuvas of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has two tshuvas. One tshuva is Chelek Yerideya Gimel Simen Kuflov. This is a case. It's actually a case that comes up. A woman who wants to convert to Judaism but is not willing to accept the Orthodox standards at Sneis. You should know, I once had such a case. The night before we were about to convert somebody, so someone called up and said, you should know, last Shabbos she was at a meal, and she took off her sweater at the meal, and she was sitting with short sleeves. And therefore we shouldn't convert her. And that was the story that they said. Now, to call the night before, the whole thing, but whatever it was. So Rav Moshe argues, interestingly, that even though technically standards at Tznius might be an absolute requirement, Alpi Halacha, but many people don't view them as an absolute requirement. Zokta Moshe, think about what happens. You're in the process of converting. The rabbis tell you, these are the standards at Tznius. Then you look around Shul, and you see, it ain't like that. Rabbi, you're deceiving me, Rabbi. Right? You're giving me Chumra Judaism. You're not giving me mainstream Judaism. So the people think it's not an absolute requirement. Therefore, Zokta of Moshe, in that Tznius case, he was okay with the Geiris. That's Chelak Gimel Simen Kuflov. Chelak Gimel Simen Kufches is a case like this. There was a woman who converted to Judaism, and on her way to the mikvah to go and convert, a neighbor sees her and says, your name is going to be Dvashka. Obviously, Dvashka, you're converting to Judaism. Let me tell you that you should know that your boss in the factory is not going to be happy if you don't come into work. Next week is Yontiv. If you don't come into work for 2 days of Yontiv, Dvashka, you better show up at least 1 day of Yontiv. So Dvashka goes through a moral crisis of sorts. She says, I got to convert to Judaism. She converts to Judaism, and she's thinking, but I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go to work next week on Yontiv. Comes along next week, Yontiv. Dvashka goes to work. She doesn't do anything. She says that she carried two coins or something, two tokens, just to go on the subway back and forth. That's the only avera that she did. She went to work. She sat in work. The boss is like, why are you doing, what are you doing here? You're Jewish. She realized that, I really don't have to come to work. And she felt terrible about this. And then she writes her emotion later. She says, maybe I'm not Jewish. Because at the moment that I converted, I was thinking that I would go to work on Yontif. So what about that? Is that like chutz midikdok echad midivrei sofrim? She was really thinking that she's not going to convert. Now, she didn't say anything to anybody. Usually we have a rule in halacha, dvarim shebalev einam dvarim, that what I think doesn't carry halachic weight. But many poskim, Reb Yitzchak Shmuelk is foremost amongst them, says, one second, we don't say dvarim shebalev einam dvarim by conversion, because the whole idea of conversion is belev. But dvarim shebalev einam dvarim is about interpersonal matters. If I'm selling you a horse, and I say I'm selling you the horse, I don't tell you that the horse has, this violent temper and it will kick you if you're 3 minutes late with your supper and something like that. So, we assume, right, by interpersonal things, so I'm sure believe in them divine.
So by Kabbalah's Tainus and things like that, right?
So Kabbalah's Tainus might be different because Nidre Tainus might be Chal Belave, the Rush writes in at the beginning of Tainus, but most things are not Chal Belave. But Judaism, accepting Yahadus, that is Chal Belave, that it's up to me. So in that instance, we say Devarim Shal Belave is Devarim, and therefore we would assume that maybe you're not Jewish. You're thinking, so Zakhtar Moshe, tremendous Chiddush, which I think is our answer for the Lashon Hara question. And Moshe says, this woman, did she have a philosophical problem with Yontiv? Or is it that she felt that she's ba'ones? She felt that she's forced to go to work because how could she lose her job? And she felt like she's under duress. She's felt coerced. She felt forced into going to work on Yontif. Zakta Maisha, let's say someone would convert to Judaism and say, I'm willing to accept all of Yahados, but if a guy comes to me with a gun to my head and says, bow down to Avodah Zarah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bow down. I'm not going to be killed. I refuse to accept that. So is that considered that you're not accepting Yiddishkeit? Zakta Maisha? No. If you accept Yiddishkeit completely, but you recognize that you might not be able to withstand the onus, so that is not a chisaron in your Kabbalah. So in terms of what? So in terms of our Lashon Hara case, can I convert to Judaism if I will speak Lashon Hara? I think the answer is yes. Most people speak Lashon Hara doing so, but it's not the fact that people philosophically disagree with the concept of Lashon Hara, no? I think the pshat is that it's onus. That we sometimes feel forced or we sometimes feel pressure. You're at a meal and like the social conversation is going, well, you got to say it. It's such a good story. I got to say it. Huh? So in that case, that's where Moshe's defense. Now, what we did not mention... Yeah?
I was going to ask about covering hair.
About what?
The woman that covered her hair. She comes in...
So I think if a woman would say that she's converted to Judaism and doesn't want to cover her hair, so it really depends on the community that you live in to a certain extent. If you remember, Moshe's standards, but obviously there's an absolute halachic requirement to cover hair. It's a din d'oraisa. But if you live in a place that people don't cover hair, and she's going to think, when the rabbis are telling me about hair covering, the rabbis are giving me a chumrah, 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 so then Rav Moshe's Simon Kufvav would apply in that case. Now, many converts live in fear that someone's going to revoke their conversion. This is something we'll have to speak about later. They say, oh my gosh, if I walk outside without my sheitel one day, they're going to say I'm not Jewish. Right? Now, obviously that can't really happen for a number of reasons. But if we would be converting somebody and they would tell us, I refuse to wear a sheitel, I refuse to cover my hair, I don't know if we convert them. Like this person who came to me and wants to convert with refusing to accept mechitza, what would we say about that case based on what we're learning tonight? I would assume that that's like chutz midikdekech. She's saying, I can't do it. She's telling me, Pamela, I can't do it. I can't bring myself to daven. It feels like I'm in the penalty box. It feels like, again, it's a real feeling.
She has a philosophical problem
with this aspect of Orthodox Yiddishkeit. So when you have a philosophical problem, I think that's precisely the case. That's called chutz midikdekech b'divrei sofrim. That's when we can't accept you as a ger.
She feels that
mechitza represents the fact that Orthodox Jews treat women like second tier and etc. I mean, so I think that would be an issue. Again, that's my understanding that would be an issue in terms of that potential. That case. Obviously, these are the big issues in Geirus. We didn't speak about this Ritva, maybe next week or so. I'm not sure. Would people want to discuss a topic in Chanukah next week because it will be Chanukah, or would people want to discuss more about Geirus? We could do Chanukah. Geirus? Vote. One Geirus? Two Geirus? Three Geirus? Four? Geirus? Doesn't matter.
Chanukah.
Light the menorah. Okay, thank you for coming. It sounds like there are more people voting for Garrison Hanukkah, but I will think about it and sway the vote any way I like. Okay.